Support for the Spoofhounds on Radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
Well, high school football season returns tonight. Maryville goes on the road, taking on Blair Oaks. That's a 5:30 kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame right here on KXCV KRNW. We're joined in studio by Maryville head coach Matt Webb, as well as a senior offensive lineman, an All-State player from a season ago, Lucas Viertaler. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And coach, getting things rolling. Blair Oaks, a class of two really good teams. It's been hot. It's going to cool off. It feels like things are kind of heading in our direction right now as far as getting week one underway. What's this feel like for you, not only the head coach, but taking on a few more responsibilities this year as AD as well?
Yeah, that's a loaded question there. There's a whole bunch of answers to that. It's week one, you know, and as a football coach, it's exciting. I always compare it to, you know, Christmas morning. And, I got a big Nolan Trenton sitting here next to me. We know what Christmas morning feels like. And you go downstairs and you see what Santa brought you, and you get to unwrap it and see what your team looks like this year, and all the hard work that the guys do in the off season and the preparation. You know, football is one of those sports that you spend the majority of your time practicing and in camps before you have to actually get to play a game and what you love to do. So whether you play youth football or NFL football, we've got a large range of perspective we could talk about with Maryville, and then what's gone on with high school football, college football, and then recently with Jalen Sundell in the NFL. It's a unique time of year to get things started. But Blair Oaks is a very good challenge. It's two class programs, and that's kind of what the game should be about. So we get to go all the way there this year. It's a long trip, but at the same time, it's a great environment. It's a great high school Friday night. It's their home opener, obviously, with it being week one. So their crowd will be excited. They got a great facility. Our fans will enjoy the trip to make it. And it's just an exciting time of year to get things kicked off.
A little bit earlier kickoff, too, here in week one, 5:30. We'll get things underway from Blair Oaks. Coach talks about it being Christmas morning. Lucas, what's this like for you? Not only opening night, but also your senior season. You've been a very impactful player throughout your career here at Maryville. But now, not only are you accolades previous seasons, that senior leadership role too, what's this like for you heading in?
I mean, obviously it's very exciting being my senior year because, I mean, I get to play with a group of guys that I've played with for all 4 years of high school. And I feel like I've got a good group of guys to play with, obviously, this year. And I feel like we're going to show who we are this first week and hopefully start off strong.
It's a great challenge taking on Blair Oaks. Coach mentioned it's two great programs meeting in week one. Not everybody wants to schedule quite that way. When you see that on the schedule and you look ahead, what's that mean to you knowing that this is one of those of it's going to be a playoff atmosphere here in late August?
I mean, obviously, I think it's really good to start off with a tough competition week one because, I mean, it gets you going. I mean, if you go out and play somebody that you're going to beat by 50, it's not really helping you get better because if we play a good team, it's going to show you your weaknesses because Blair Oaks is very good at, like, finding another team's weakness. I think that's going to help us going on this season and then just finding who we are and what we need to work on at practice every week.
Now, one thing we're going to hit on as we go throughout the season, of course, we see facility upgrades all around Maryville, and that's it's great to see. I'd imagine actually getting to perform on it, the video board and everything's cool too. You're going to play on a lot of artificial turf throughout the year. Being able to practice on artificial turf now at the Hound Pound and be able to have a feel for that throughout the week, is there an advantage there as opposed to just natural grass then on a Friday night roll into a different surface?
I mean, yeah, I think there is because on turf, like when we first practiced on the turf was our football thing on Saturday where we scrimmaged, and you can just tell you feel like a lot faster because we were practicing on the middle school field the whole week and it was sloppy and because it was all wet. But then you get on that turf and you just feel like you're faster and everything's moving faster. The backs can run faster and the linemen can move faster. And it just, I feel like it feels better as a whole. And obviously, most of the games we'll play this year are on turf, and I feel like that's going to help us a lot, having to practice on turf.
Is that something you notice at all, Coach, too? He talks about the speed and a good athlete already there on the offensive and defensive line, but if he's feeling faster, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a form of consistency and realizing that, whatever surface, if it's not lightning, we'll be out there. You know, it doesn't matter if it's raining, if it's snowing, or if it's, it's the consistency that you can prepare under the same conditions that you'll be playing in, and there is a difference in you know, the speed of the game. And, you know, football is a game of timing and rhythm, and especially on offense. And when you can have, you know, the faster you practice, the faster you'll play. And, you know, that's something that we've seen a difference in. And you know, from going to, you know, playing on both surfaces, it does make a difference. And, you know, our guys are used to playing on it. You know, we go to camps, we go to other teams, we've played a lot of games on turf. It's not an issue of it being any really different. It's just on the consistency level, I think, is going to be important.
Maryville taking on Blair Oaks tonight on the road, a 5:30 kickoff. We're talking with head coach Matt Webb and senior lineman Lucas Viertaler. Coach, we go from the Jamboree last week in Kansas City. You play big competition before rolling into week one. What was the biggest thing you take away from that scrimmage?
Well, I think we've left feeling very positive. You know, we scored on offense and didn't allow, you know, any defensive points, you know, kind of some obvious things like that. But there weren't a lot of penalties. There weren't a lot of unforced errors. Those things are good to see here early on, and that's going to be important tonight against Blair Oaks, is making sure that we can control, you know, the controllables, which means let's not get those, you know, substitution infractions. Let's not get those unforced errors. Let's not, you know, do the things that beat ourselves. We need to make sure that we focus on the, you know, the process parts of the game. And I think I saw that in our Jamboree and the way we were able to execute on offense. And for us to go down there and have a good night, I was happy for it. You know, we needed it. And our guys came back with some good confidence. And it kind of led to a good first week of practice here.
Kind of get a chance to get a feel for that game speed, taking those live bullets against an opponent. Lucas, we think about Maryville defensively. That front seven's awfully beefy, and it's a lot of guys that have experience that you played with quite a bit, especially throughout that last season. How confident do you feel with this group coming in, knowing there's some really good skill players on the other side tonight, but this is a group that's been really good against the run and taking another big step tonight?
Well, I mean, I feel like this year our front seven, we kept a lot of guys from last year, so I feel like any new guy that comes in has a lot of experience, and they can teach him what he needs to be doing. I mean, obviously, we kept three out of our four offensive linemen, two out of our three linebackers. And, I mean, those guys that are filling in right now, they're doing a really good job, really showing, like, they know what they're doing. And we also got some more beef on the defensive line, too, to really plug up those gaps in the middle.
Coach, we have Lucas Viertaler with us, a first-team all-conference member, offense and defensive line, a season ago. And he's been tearing it up since he's been an underclassman. We know the skill-wise, leadership-wise, what do you see him bringing day in and day out?
Yeah, Lucas is, you know, for a guy that's, you know, a senior in high school and being around, you know, young people myself for a long time now, you know, he's somebody that handles himself in a very mature way, a very, like I said, leadership is always something that's kind of, you know, you could count on Lucas, and not just because now he's a senior, you know, he's carried himself very mature-wise throughout his career, and then that's been important, whether he was, you know, getting quality snaps and doing a lot of really good things as a sophomore. You could always coach him and know that, you know, what you were coaching him was he was intently listening to and applying it, and that's a great leadership trait that, like he mentioned, that, you know, he probably doesn't realize he passes that on to people, but that's something coaching him, you know, that I've always respected. And he's a great example of, he's got some really good athletic talent, but he uses it to his full potential, and he's coachable. You know, we talk a lot about defensive line and what he does at defensive end. And when we play an option team, you know, like it's important to, I can now have a relationship with Lucas, like, look, you can't get upfield. Like, you've got to be the dive guy in your scheme and know that he's going to apply it and he's going to do it. And he's always been that way, and it's awesome to have. And he's one example, but, you know, Major Scarborough on the other side from Lucas at our defensive end position, there's technique behind their game, and they played that part of the game really well. You combine that with some really good talent and skill that they've developed over the years, and you've got a couple of bookend defensive ends, and that front seven is going to be really important tonight. As good as Blair Oaks is, and as good as the headlines at their skill positions, you know, rightfully deserve, they are really good on the offense and defensive lines, and they got good players, and they're well coached, and so both sides of the line of scrimmage are going to be important for us to get things going tonight.
Lucas, there's a pretty high standard for Maryville football players overall and what this team does, but especially see how many college football players are churned out from the line in general. Coach mentioned very early on Jalen Sundell making the team with the Seattle Seahawks. Those are some pretty lofty standards. Is that something you think about, or does that hit you as you've grown within this program that, like, there's this lineage of guys that I got to try to make that next step and help pass that on to.
I mean, obviously, I think about it sometimes, and my really take on it is if the opportunity is there, I'm going to take it. If it's not, I mean, not too much I can worry about if it doesn't fall into my hands.
Coach, whenever you have a kid like Lucas that's grown within this program, I mentioned a lot of guys that have come through, but most recently, again, Jalen Sundell playing in the NFL. How special is that? Because there are plenty of small communities that have winning teams. Not many places are churning out guys like that.
Yeah, that's the unique part, and that's the – I'm blessed to be on the other end and kind of see it full circle. And, you know, it's just unique. And like you mentioned, small communities and successful football programs. And, you know, really we tell guys as, you know, as mentors and coaches, and we try and, you know, encourage them that, you know, life can take you a lot of different places if you apply yourself and do the right things. And, you know, for Jalen to be able to take advantage of an opportunity when he was 15 years old and kind of realize, hey, if I apply myself and do what I'm supposed to do in school, in the community, in the weight room, eating habits, those things, you know, I'm going to grow into a really large human being. And what that means at 15 is a lot different than what it is now for him being 24 years old. But he did those things, and he had an opportunity to arise from a recruiting standpoint to go to a program like North Dakota State and be a Bison and what that means. And then he went up there and dove into their culture and just did what his O-line coach told him to do, and won national championships and was a leader. Ended up being a very integral part of that program for many years. And then an opportunity came open and said, hey, I'm going to try this NFL thing. And then, boy, the road he took to get to where he is today is, it's a great story. And then the best thing is it's fun to see, you know, what that NFL world that in our small community looks at it, whether you're a fan of the Chiefs or the Raiders or whoever you're a fan of, right, Nolan? You hear so many of the negative things and maybe the things that as a leading young people, you don't want to see them go down that path. But when you see good things happen to good people and be rewarded for what they stand for as a human being, that's what's cool about Jalen is he's very humble and he's just had a great opportunity to take advantage of it.
We're talking here with Matt Webb and Lucas Viertaler. High school football season in Missouri gets underway tonight. Lucas, one last one before we let you guys go. We talk about coach and seeing you mature in this program and really trusting you with a lot more. Do you ever get to a point where he's telling you something, you're like, coach, actually it's this, and you correct him and you're teaching him a little bit?
I mean, yeah, sometimes it does get to that point where he's not seeing things that we can see sometimes when we're right there on the field. But, I mean, most of the time he's right, and I just listen to what he says.
Lucas,
what a good kid.
Yeah, Lucas answered that very good. I can answer that question. Yes, very much so. We have a relationship where I'll ask Lucas, like, hey, what happened? And I know I'm going to get a right answer. So that's an easy answer. Yes, Lucas and others on our team, they'll tell Coach one thing or another, and they're usually right.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Thanks for coming in. Good luck tonight against Blair Oaks, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville head football coach Matt Webb, senior Lucas Viertaler with us. Kickoff coming up at 5:30, pregame at 5 o'clock on KXCV Maryville, KALRN W Chillicothe.